This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. He was the captain of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Okay, hello and welcome to our 300th episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. We made it. It's 300 episodes. We got to the biggest deal of an episode. 300 is crazy. There's three of us, 100 each. Everyone claim the 100th that you like the best. This is incredible. Thank you so much for trusting me to host such a big episode.
Aaron.
Yes. You want to?
Sorry.
300 is next week.
300 is next week.
It's next week.
What?
300 is next week.
Yeah, it's next week.
This is 299, which is.
301 is next week.
Well, this is the poor man's.
You're thinking of the week after next. Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. It's 299. It's 299. You didn't. This episode can't be special. In fact, if you make this episode special, it fucks over next week's very special episode.
Well, look where we are. I rented out this incredible ballroom. There's like champagne and caviar like everywhere. What,
Aaron? That is a ball pit, and that is looks like a shallow pool of breeding fish.
I'm stuck.
No, okay, boy. Well that feels special to me. That's sort of out of the ordinary for me. This is expensive, guys. How did this happen?
Expensive is like the one word I wouldn't use to describe the way that looks.
Hard to find, hard to put together.
Yes.
Cheap, cheap, but hard. The labor is what's expensive.
You know, when you're doing it. Rare, I would say. rare does not necessarily equate expensive, if that makes sense.
I don't get it. Guys, you don't trust me to host episode 300? I get $2.99? What's special about $2.99?
Aaron. Lots of things are special about $2.99.
It's the welcome mat to 300. So we couldn't get to 300 without $2.99.
This is an important stepping stone. Aaron, you know how you could never experience true bliss unless you've experienced horrible pain? That's what your $2.99 is going to be to, I want to say, Adel. I'm going to guess Adel's 300.
Just because Adel was the first old man puzzles and he created the show just means he gets to host all the most important episodes. I get it.
HGPC? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's just give her 300.
Okay. Yeah.
Aaron, this was 300.
This will be 300 for you. Uh-huh. For everyone. We'll do this. Well, this will be 300. Aaron,
no,
this is episode 300.
I don't want pity.
Aaron, it's not pity. We're going to do two. We're going to do an episode 300 part one and an episode of 300 part two. This is episode 300 part one.
We'll title it $2.99. Parentheses, 300 part one.
Aaron, we have to title it $2.99. We can't get arrested again. Okay, we can't break podcast rules, and so we have to title it $2.99. But everyone who's listening, let's all come on.
No, I don't want this kind of
pity.
This
is 300 part one.
Well, Aaron, what do you want?
What kind of pity do you want, Aaron? Because I've given you every kind of pity I know how to give, and I don't.
I was gonna do like a "This is Sparta."
Ooh, that sucks. That's what I'm doing next.
Okay, well then, if Adel's already doing that, then see, this is what I'm saying. I'm going to go up to my podcast room. I don't even care about 300 anymore.
You guys is the sequel call me to 300 called 302, or is it called 301? You know what I'm saying?
I would guess
it's called a bad movie.
Yeah, but no one ever saw it, so we don't know. Who do we think is in that? Because it's not Gerard Butler, right? There's no way they got him.
Skeet Ulrich.
Is it really?
What's the position that's lower than a butler in like a Downton Abbey situation?
Chauffeur?
Footman? Gerard Footman.
Okay. It's called 300 Rise of an Empire.
Hmm.
Oh, that's sort of a missed opportunity. That's fine. We'll do the This is Sparta shit. Next week, it'll be a whole thing.
Aaron, it was going to be you kicking a riddle into a well in slow motion, so...
See, that's incredible.
Cool. Yeah.
Whoa,
that's
Gerard incredible. Butler is in it. Oh, no. So sorry, Gerard. Sorry someone made you do that. Do you think it's just a flashback? Do you think he's just in it because they played clips from the first movie? God, I hope it's that.
I hope they played clips from P.S. I Love You. They couldn't even get him to agree to sign off on 300. Wait, Casey says, I have terrible or great news. It's a prequel. So it would be $2.99, technically, just like this is.
$2.99. Okay, Aaron,
this is the prequel to episode 300.
This is Hey Riddle Riddle, Rise of an Empire. We have Gerard Butler on a green screen for maybe 30 seconds. You have to stick around to the very end of the episode. Does not do cameos. We had to track down his people. It was expensive.
He a British, Australian? What do we think he is?
Now, is there a difference?
About 150 years.
And that's for philosophers to figure out. We can't possibly untangle that knot.
Let's let the ad wizards down in Madison Avenue solve that problem.
Since we don't have to make this episode special, what's up, guys?
Oh, good.
Now we can just chat.
Yeah, this is our big stretch before... Mm-hmm. Before 300. So I'm doing well, Aaron. Aaron, how are you? You just had some exciting
big surgeries. Oh, wait. Yes.
I switched my legs. They're on the other side now.
And you somehow dance better and can do the splits?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Honestly, I think you probably, if you switched your legs, would you be better at doing the splits? No.
Thank you for thinking about it, though. I saw you use real brain power in that.
I couldn't think of a way that it would make it better. I could think of a lot of ways it would make life a little bit harder, but I can't think of any ways that it would make it better.
Amen, sister. Yes, I went on the JoCo cruise with our fourth host, Janet Varney. I had the time of my life.
Wow.
I cried at the end like I was leaving summer camp. Oh. I hope I go every year forever. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even know it existed. And there's this whole corner of the world that is the most fun, magical place ever. Why did no one tell me? And I met Hey Riddle Riddle listeners on the cruise. And I was like, why didn't any of you tell me? You've been coming to this for years. I was quite perplexed.
I feel like it's come up before, right? We've talked about that cruise on the show before.
Yes, but was
right?
I listening?
Yeah. Hey, I wasn't. I certainly wasn't.
I think we should all go. I'm 100% enthusiastic. I hope that Hey Riddle Riddle could possibly go at some point. I would love, love, love to do that cruise with you guys. It was the most fun ever. Truly the most fun ever.
I did not know it was a week long. That seems like a long time to do a comedy cruise, right? Am I wrong about that?
But it's also... No, here's the issue. Is that there's so much... going on all at once. There's the cruise and then there's the shadow cruise that's events put on by passengers that they've organized. And so at any given moment, yes, there are five or six things that you want to be doing and can't.
Oh,
there's every video game ever on the boat, basically. They have a video game garden with like tons of TVs and every video game console from like Nintendo to the ones that are around now. And you can...
Okay.
You can play whatever video game you want. So I would catatonically play Duck Hunt before and after shows.
I got to check in with Casey real quick. Casey, how did it make you feel to hear Aaron say from Nintendo to whatever they have now? Did he feel good about that? Or okay.
He felt bad. They have every board game you could possibly want. And so, and then they have a bajillion events that are interesting and cool. Can I just tell you why the cruise is so special?
Please.
This is the perfect story to sum it up, and quite frankly, the highlight of my entire week. On Monday night, evening, around 11 p.m., I was walking from the D&D RPG show to the pirate dance party. which is already a whimsical journey that I'm on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I don't need any more whimsy. That's great. I'm having the time of my life. I just watched a funny D&D show. I want to go dance with people dressed like pirates. On the way, I pass the Lido desk, the Lido deck, and I hear what at first I think are ghosts. I go, those are ghosts singing. Beautiful sea shanties. I have stumbled across the sea shanty club. I sit across the pool from them like a pervert weirdo for 20 minutes and I listen to them sing because it's so beautiful. And then one of the songs they do is so lovely that I clap. And then they go, hey, weirdo, you can come sit with us. You don't have to sit
rude
and like watch us. Mm-hmm. And I sat with them for like an hour and a half and I learned all sorts of sea shanties. And I learned about them. And it was kind of run by two brothers from the Midwest that like sing at Irish pubs. And then I went back the rest of the week. That was part of my nightly routine was I would go to the sea shanty club. And I wouldn't shut up about it. I made Shayna, my friend, go one of the nights. And then on Thursday, I was in the performer bar. And again, I wouldn't shut up about the sea shanty club and how I would die for them.
As you
and
like to do.
John Hodgman, who is one of my favorite writers in the world, was like, take me to them. Let's all go. And Janet was like, we have to go. We're going. So I bring I bring some of the performers, like Janet and John Hodgman, down to the sea shanty club. John Hodgman goes, actually, in the goodbye show, I'm singing like an Irish song if you guys want to sing it with me right now. And then for the finale show on the cruise in front of like 1,000 people, John Hodgman brings the sea shanty club up on stage to sing with him.
Wow.
And I burst into tears and filmed it like a proud mom. And then if I go back next year, my goal is to know all of the sea shanties that are in the book. But I wasn't looking for that.
In the book?
They had a sea shanty book.
Aaron, I mean, I have
to. It was the best.
I have to put you on the spot, Aaron. Can we hear one of these sea shanties?
Oh, no. singing a sea shanty alone on a podcast in the morning.
I mean, you said sea shanty 54 times. I figured you were going to do one for us.
We're bound for South Australia, all the way to Rolling Kings, heave away, all the way, all the way to Rolling Kings, we're bound for South Australia.
Now we're talking. Thank you, Aaron.
I do like Aaron spending all this time with the Sea Shanty Club and then cut to, but I guess no one's fucking dancing. No one's showing up to fucking dance.
We were supposed to have John Hodgman as our special guest. Where did he go? The Pirate Dance Club is ruined.
So I guess it's just me and Brett. We're the Pirate Dance Club now. That's what's okay. And you printed up the flyer, right, Brett? Yar.
Yay. But that is, I feel like, my favorite thing to ask people on Friday was like, what was your like most Joko Cruise moment that happened to you this week? Something that's just so on brand. Because there's just so many magical things happening at any given moment.
Sure.
People decorate their doors. It's the best. But there was, on Thursday, I saw a puppet coming up the stairs before a human, and I nodded politely at it. It didn't feel weird at all. It didn't feel out of place or weird at all. I was like, hello, puppet.
Aaron, this begs the question, did the puppet nod back?
Yeah. Okay. The puppet was, I mean, everyone on the cruise is so nice. And then it's also like a beautiful cruise where you're going like to the Dominican Republic and jumping off waterfalls. It was insane. You guys, we have to go. We have to go. And if you can afford it and can go, I can't recommend it enough. If you like this show, you will love this cruise.
A ringing endorsement for Joko Cruise, also known as Joke College Cruise.
Nope.
Jonathan Colton Cruise.
Yes.
Jerk off, call off. That is what we like to call a don't go to work this week.
If you come on the cruise and we're on it, JPC will be in a dinghy roped to the back of the cruise.
Yeah. And that's a guarantee. I know we have to do riddles, but.
You do know that, huh?
Yeah.
you got that knowledge?
Yeah. I'm trying to see. Is there anything else on my desk I could talk about? Look how little this thing of Vaseline is, huh?
Oh,
tiny.
So tiny.
That's tiny.
Aaron, for a little bit, did it feel like this was kind of like episode 300?
For a minute there.
Good.
But
good, Aaron. Good. We want you to feel that way. We want you to feel like it's episode 300.
I feel like I'm coming, like I'm sobering up, coming crashing back into riddles and no fun 300-themed games. But that's fine. We can wait a week. All right.
Well, we can play some of them if you had them prepped.
Yeah, if you've prepped them. Because I know it's a lot of work to prep stuff like that, like a 300-themed game. Let's do one. Aaron, let's do one 300-themed game. Aaron's what? Typing.
No,
Aaron's
I'm typing in. I'm searching in my notes for the games.
For the games, yeah. What do you think she could possibly be typing to fit, to quickly find a 300-themed game? Do you think she's typing 300-themed game?
Oh, she actually shared her screen. She's typing in, how can you use a tiny thing of Vaseline to get out of a bit?
Oh, no, I got stuck. I got stuck in this tiny tub of Vaseline.
The last thing I typed in was just 300 question mark into Google. Okay. So I was like, what has 300 of things?
Who taught Aaron how to Boolean search? Wow. Did Aaron go away to LexisNexis College for 2 weeks? What's going on?
The first 300 themed game is you guys are going to list back and forth your 300 favorite bits that we've ever done on Hey Riddle Riddle. All
There's
right,
no
Adel,
way
you
we've
start.
Done 300 bits on this show.
You had to go into your notes for that. Let's just do riddles.
No, let's do this. No, I'll commit.
I'd rather do riddles, ma'am.
Dr. Chameleon. JP Riddles.
These are characters. Characters count as bits?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what have we done recently on the show? Words.
The sweater.
There's a guy who mumbles a lot.
Well, that's me.
Yeah.
We are eating into some of the 300 stuff.
Let's continue. Let's move on. All right. These are from Sydney. Her. And Australia. We're allowed to say her name. We're bound for South Australia. Love the podcast. Big fan of all things puzzles. And I found these riddles in a cat plus Sherlock Holmes themed puzzle book at the grocery store checkout. Whoa. Incredible.
That's the ideal place to buy a cursed book like that.
Exactly. The book was called Cat Puzzles Presents. And I want you guys to guess what the name of this.
It's Sherlock, a Sherlock Holmes, Holmes cat. Cat Puzzles Presents Sherlock and Pawson.
Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson.
How would you do a play on making Sherlock Holmes but have it be cats?
Ella Meowntry? No.
Is it?
Yeah.
Purlock.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Purlock
nice
Holmes. Puzzle ciphers and itty bitty kitty mysteries for feline fanatics. Before we do this, I'd like to see a scene.
Itty bitty kitty, come on.
JPC, you are Purlock Holmes.
Yes.
Adel, you're Watson, for the cat. And you're cats, and there's a mystery afoot.
Yes. Yes, my dear Potson. You are on to something indeed. But I think that you'll notice that there's actually something a little bit fly.
There's a fly. Ooh.
There's a fly. Fly. Wait.
I got it. I think I got it.
Wait. I missed it. Oh, what was I saying, my dear Potson?
We should get weapons.
Potson. No. Look at you, Potson. Eyes all bloodshot. Fly. Miss it. Possum, you didn't get into the catnip, did you?
A little taste.
My dear Potson, you are a respectable cat detective. You can't be going into the catnip when we have important work to do.
You're not my dad, are you?
Leans in.
Unclear. Fly.
Gentlemen, there has been a murder, and it does still need to be solved.
All right, we're on the case.
Calm down.
It's Purlock and Potson. We're gonna do it.
Calm your itty bitty titties.
Are you high?
Lick my own asshole for a little while.
Yeah, lick your asshole too.
Thank you. Okay. The way that these work is that the riddle will give you three hints to guess one portmanteau. First two hints are for the beginning and end of the word. Last hint is for the whole word.
Gotcha.
This is one of those things where I'm going to do it and it's going to make sense.
Sure.
Yeah. Explain these, it. It's going to hurt your brain.
Of course. Are these cat themed or is just general portmanteaus?
I would say no.
Okay.
Interesting. This is a book of cat-based Sherlock Holmes puzzles, but these are just regular puzzles.
Yes. And Sydney at the end goes, I realize there there isn't anything to do with cats in these riddles. I think the idea is that a cat, Sherlock Holmes, is solving the riddles in the book, question mark. Okay. So it's sort of a mystery to Sydney, who has the book, as to why these are not cat-themed riddles.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm writing a grocery store checkout activity book, and someone's just like, write a riddle activity book, easy. But then if they're like, also make it cat-themed, suddenly I'm constrained. So what happens is you get the person that writes it, and then it goes to the art department. And the art department goes, well, what sells? Cat stuff.
Make it pop.
So then they add the cat layer on top of that. So this is just... This is just a classic example of too many cooks, but actually maybe being the right amount of cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think about why even make it a cat thing in the first place? Why make this book? I would say just don't make it.
Do you think that the people, there's like a person, so obviously somewhere in the world, who is writing grocery store checkup book, like riddle books for cats or whatever, that a person is doing this, right? This is, we can be relatively sure that this is
or
an
a computer
AI yet.
Maybe.
But let's say there's a person doing this. Do you think when the person doing this like learns about our podcast, they're like, motherfucker, you can do what with riddles? I've been sitting here writing goddamn grocery store cat riddle books, and you can just get on a podcast and talk about your fucking day for 15 minutes? Come on.
Okay, this sucks that I finally have to come clean. Guys, I've been moonlighting as a grocery checkout aisle riddle book writer.
Wow.
You're Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Wow.
I would love the idea of a person like, you know, someone making eyes at them in a bar, and you'd be like, I know you recognize me. I'm Sherlock Holmes. You may have read my work too. Grocery store checkout aisles. Yes. If you want an autograph, I'm happy to do it.
All right, we should do these, right?
Yes, we should absolutely do these.
'Tis said in olden times, 'neath the light of the midnight moon, rode my second on their broomsticks, or hung up high at noon. Or my first the river rushes by a pleasant woodland grove. We ate my whole for a picnic lunch, then onward we did rove. They weren't listening. I watched these two dum-dums. You guys, you heard one old-timey word, and I watched your brains both bail so quickly.
Here's what happened, Aaron. I feel like you described an activity that we would be doing. You said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the park, and we're going to lay down a blanket, and then there's going to be a lot of different items on the blanket. You'll get it when we get there. And I'm like, okay, great. And then you show up, and you're like, okay, now whoever finds the biggest dinosaur wins the crown. I'm like, hold on, wait a second. What happened to the first activity? I was described a different activity that we were doing.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to skip to the second one, because it's way easier language-wise, and then we're going to go back to the first one. Just to wait till you get one, and once you get one, you'll know what to listen for.
Okay. Because here's where I am right now. I do not know what we are doing. You're going to say more words, but I'm equally confused as to what I'm supposed to do at this point.
You will know now. Okay,
I'll know now. Okay.
My first is an object pronoun, and my next is found at weddings. My whole is an inhabitant of the deep. And remember, the first two hints, one's for the beginning of the word, one's for the end of the word, and then the third hint is for the whole word. So first is object pronoun.
Yes.
The second is found at weddings. Okay. The whole is inhabitant of the deep.
Inhabitant of the deep.
Okay. Object
or the ocean.
Pronoun.
Sorry, and I'm sketching a t-shirt that says, we ate my whole for a picnic lunch.
We ate my whole for a picnic lunch. So we can't sell that on the store.
The whole portmanteau is an inhabitant of the deep.
Yeah, something that lives in the ocean.
The entire word. Okay.
The first is an object pronoun. The next, what are some things that are found at weddings? What is something that you don't want to not have at a wedding? Someone fucked up if it's not at a wedding.
A ring.
A cake? Mm-hmm. A ring?
A ring, okay.
Mm-hmm. A cake.
And an object pronoun would be like it or like them, they, them, it.
Yeah, it's like a pronoun. So one of us uses this.
Oh, he, she, she.
One of, yeah. Well, the other,
one of us.
No, she but not ring. She.
Her.
Her ring.
Yeah.
Herring.
Yes.
Wow.
Herring.
Okay, we're going back to the first one. Everybody breathe.
I don't understand why the order of these was presented in the way that it was presented.
Okay. 'Tis said in the olden times, 'neath the light of the midnight moon, rode my second on their broomsticks, or we hung up high at noon.
Okay.
That's the first one.
That's the first one? Why'd they say second in there? Damn it.
And sorry, Aaron, this correlates to the herring one as well?
No.
Okay.
Different.
I see.
Or
that's
my
the first,
first
part of this.
The river rushes by a pleasant woodland grove. We ate my whole for picnic lunch, then onward we did rove. So honestly, you could get this just by we ate my whole for a picnic lunch.
And Casey, clip that.
Clip that, make it a shirt. We ate my whole for a picnic lunch.
Let's all get a clean take of us saying it. We ate my whole for a picnic lunch.
We ate my whole for... Go ahead.
We ate my whole for a picnic lunch.
We ate my whole for a picnic lunch.
Now, if anyone wants to create a 30-second voicemail theme using clips of us saying,
let's give them more options.
We ate my whole for a picnic lunch.
We ate my whole for a picnic lunch. We ate my whole for a picnic lunch.
Whose whole? My whole.
We're just generating a sea shanty about eating your whole.
We ate my whole for a picnic lunch.
Okay. It writes itself. So here's my guess, Aaron.
Dear Arnie Parrott, by midnight tonight, we need a sea shanty with the lyrics, we ate my whole for a picnic lunch. When Arnie...
Delete.
Arnie Parrott came to stay with me for a week and we were working on a project together and we were laughing. He was like, my job is so weird. I get the weirdest emails from you guys. And he read out loud the email we sent about Penguin baseball and it made me cry laughing. He's like, this is the type of emails I get in my professional life.
Yeah.
Like, can you write a theme? But, it's take me out to the ball game, except it's Penguins playing the baseball. I was like, oh, God, what have we done to you? We ate my whole for a picnic lunch. What's something you eat for lunch?
Sandwiches.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which is part of it?
Is that the
Wait,
whole...
it's which plus sand?
Yeah.
Sandwich. What was the sand part?
Midnight moon, rode in my second brood. We hung up behind. Or my first, the river rushes by a pleasant woodland grove.
Oh, okay. The sand of the riverbed.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Okay. I knew witch. I got witch from the broom.
Okay.
I'd like to see a scene. The two of you are witches and Halloween time has passed. You're kind of on sabbatical. And this is, you're both witches at the beach, sort of on vacation, living it up.
Should we be bad? Should I get another Mai Tai?
Oh, another Mai Tai. Let's consult my cauldron. Oh, cauldron of... Did I not bring my cauldron? Oh, my God. I just packed my beach bag.
Did you forget it at the airport?
You know what? I have cauldrons at home. We're in Florida. We're on vacation. I shouldn't have to worry about... Get another Mai Tai. I say get another Mai Tai.
Belinda, I'm so sorry. I'm just going to have so much anxiety thinking about a cauldron being at the airport. Someone could pick it up and do a spell. They could trace it back to you. Should we call the airport?
Oh, honey, my cauldron is so cursed. I hope somebody picks it up, okay? They are absolutely fucked if they bring my cauldron home. And honestly... That makes me feel wonderful.
Okay.
But I'm not working. But we're not working. And you're not working. So you should put away your spell phone, okay? There's no reason that you should have your spell phone out at the beach.
What if I get an important email?
Okay, first of all, I know that you can't get emails on your spell phone because your spell phone is a mouse that you put a hex on that only does incoming calls. Because we agreed we were honestly working too hard.
That's true. But can I tell you, I was so tempted this morning. There was a couple ratty kids at the Continental breakfast, and I wanted to curse them and cook them in an oven, but I thought, I'm on vacation.
Oh, my God.
I'm on vacation.
when I was getting our first round of drinks, there was a man explaining to the female bartender how to make a rum and Coke the way he liked it. And
oh,
it
no.
took everything in my body not to make him grow a super long rat tail. Not the hair kind.
Yes.
Like out of his butt.
I bet he already had the hair kind.
He already had the hair.
See.
It's Florida, after all.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. My first is found all over the globe, and without it, all living creatures would die. My
penis.
Second... Did anyone else hear that? Did you guys hear that? I think that there's someone on our Zencaster call, and they just said penis out of nowhere.
Have you guys seen that movie, Children of Men? It's like a future where all the penis go away, and then there's no more babies to be had. Fascinating film.
Fascinating.
Clive Owen, right?
Yeah, Clive Owen.
Of course.
Okay.
My second is a closet for my first, and my whole is a battle in which Napoleon was engaged.
Waterloo.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Closet, the loo. Yeah, a water closet, as they say.
That's where Napoleon met his end, in a toilet.
That's where everybody meets their end. You know what I'm saying? That's where you really
you stand
get
over
to know
a mirror,
your end.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. But... Yeah. You guys don't have a mirror bidet? A mirror bidet is so much cleaner than a water bidet because it uses light. Light cleans better than water.
Ugh.
And how much time do you spend cleaning up?
Basically none, because I have a ring light right here in my office. I don't even need a shower anymore. I just come down here, record for an hour, and suddenly I'm as fucking clean as a whistle.
Okay,
and
we're taking a break. Eric, go to break. Go to break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin. Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could Wait, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Or yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works.
Ooh, Adel, you really saved us back there. JPC was being insane.
Yeah, that's why we have to put him in a dinghy behind the main boat.
Exactly.
Metaphorically speaking, yes.
I hate how brakes reset me, too, because it truly does. And now I don't even remember what I'm talking about. trying to figure it out.
No, don't. They'll give him time to think. Okay, my first, we're back with Sydney's Rindles. My first is a sports fan's numerical
SMFs
unit.
Rindles.
My second in science.
This MF said Rindles. Aaron thinks she's on a Rindles podcast.
Aaron is crying.
No! You can't make a single mistake here. You know, I might skip ahead to the email that a 13-year-old girl sent in telling you guys to be nice to me. Do I need to read that now? Or
hey, I'll be.
Hey, Rindle.
send the emails about that. If you are 13, please stop calling the voicemail. I cannot have a 13-year-old call this voicemail. You gotta. The voicemail, I'll say it, is for adults. You must be a legal adult.
But I think you can send a riddle email with your parents' permission if you want to submit riddles to us.
That is fine. That is fine.
Hey, Rindle.
It's something.
I actually think that's what they're really called is Rindles.
Yes, and actually it is a Rindles. And this is a Rindles podcast.
And this is a Rindles podcast.
And we all agree it's a Rindle podcast.
Thank you. Here's the next Rindle. You can't fuck up on this show because it's like a bunch of piranhas in the water. Ready to eat your flesh. God damn it. I didn't even realize I said Rindle until you told me I did. I'm not even sure I did say Rindle.
Me neither.
Casey, rewind the. I ate my hole for a picnic lunch.
You're destroying me. That's not it. You're destroying me. You're not even 100% sure I said Rindle.
Aaron, real quick, can we just get you saying Rindle clean so that if you didn't say Rindle, we can plug it in? Well, why not?
My first is a sports fan's numerical unit. My second, in science, is a particle with a charge. My hole is a stop along the way. I like this one. I think this might be my favorite.
The second one is a charge, you said?
Is a particle with a charge.
Okay, so we got electron, right?
Nope.
Fuck! Well, proton. I guess, wait, electrons have a negative charge and protons have a positive charge?
It's neither of those.
Fuck!
My first is a sports fan's numerical unit. If you're, like, doing fantasy football, you got to pay attention to...
draft order, to stats. Mm. Stats.
Well, not just one.
Oh, stat. Okay.
Stat.
Statler. Stat.
And the other is an
atom. My hole is a stop along the way. That might help.
Station. Oh, ion.
Ion.
Staten Ion.
Station. Okay. You know what? These are fun.
These are fun.
Yeah.
Aaron, these are great. These Rindles are wonderful.
These are pretty good Rindles. My first is what you've had at a feast. My second acquiesces. My whole are boneless cuts of meat.
Something that I've had at a feast.
Like I've had my
breakup.
No.
Whole eaten.
Oh God. I want to see a quick scene. This is going to be a scene where Adel, you and Aaron are in a relationship. Aaron, you have invited Adel to a feast because you feel like this is the appropriate place to end your relationship.
Oh, man, look at the spread. Turkey legs, spanakopita.
Yeah, I didn't realize how long the table would be. Sorry we're on either end.
Yeah, no worries. This is incredible. And I can eat anything?
Yep. Have your fill. I've been thinking...
Did you say something between so and I've been thinking?
No, I sighed. I think
I'm sorry,
really
did someone
fun.
Say side? Would you like another side of mashed potatoes or maybe phyllo dough?
No, Gerard, we're good. Thank
yeah,
you.
I'll have some. And a Capri Sun, please.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, sir. Anything that you desire, anything that you wish for, it can be yours at
the Feast of the Long Table.
I can only afford this butler for 25 minutes, though, so if you do want something, ask him now. I think you're a lot of fun, and okay. I've been having a lot of fun with you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I happen to love my job, so I never work a day in my life.
Gerard, not you. You're great. You're good. I'm going to tip you. You don't need to lay it on this thick. I'm talking to my boyfriend.
Speaking of thick, how about some thick-cut bacon fresh from the cook?
Yes, and can you wrap that in phyllo dough?
Oh, absolutely. Almost everything here has a Greek dressing feel to it.
Oh, and can I get a cacio pepe sandwich?
Cacio pepe. More of an Italian thing. How about some moussaka?
I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm looking for something a little bit more serious.
More serious.
Like
then we will bring you a big glass of water. What serious people drink. You were talking to me?
I would love your stuff out by Monday if possible.
We'll be out of here by 10. That's the contract says by 10. You
Gerard,
do not.
Can you give us a minute?
Yes, I can give you a minute, but wouldn't it be better if I granted you an entire evening of whimsical delights?
I'm gonna go.
Top hat?
Yeah, you go. I'm really vibing with this guy over here. Let me feed you beef while we dance.
I love a themed restaurant. Instead of Olive Garden or something, it's just the long table.
The long table.
Let me feed you beef while we dance. Okay, romance is not dead. Incredible. Boneless?
That's somebody's joke on cruise, Aaron. You know, you say, do you talk about that cruise? You see the puppet coming up the stairs? A lot of people say, no, thank you. But you talk about beef and dancing, and someone's like, you know what? That sounds good.
That's what I'm going on the cruise for. What is a boneless cut of meat that is expensive?
A steak?
Yeah,
Like
a cut. Filet. 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 There isn't anything to do with cats in these riddles. I think the idea is that a cat, Sherlock Holmes, is solving the riddles in the book. Anyways, thanks for all the fun you provide. Came for the riddles and stayed for the joy once I realized I wasn't going to be getting any riddles. Fair enough, Sydney. Best wishes.
I think I discovered something. I think I solved the meta riddle of how these are all related or tie into a cat. The answers for these were herring, sandwich, and filet, which are all things cats love to scarf down.
Is this right? Do cats love scarfing down sandwiches? Or is that like what a cartoon cat likes to eat?
Famously, cats love herring. They put it in their mouth.
They love herring.
Just a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had Papa John's pizza before, and Coco, my cat Coco, will grab a slice and run and hide under like
that rules.
The TV stand so we can't
and
catch
him. Papa John's, they say, that's the sandwich of pizza. It's fun to see an animal take a piece of food. I was, Spaghetti and I were on a walk the other day, and we ran into my neighbor and I was talking to my neighbor and suddenly I looked down at the ground and Spaghetti just had a big chicken leg in her mouth. And I was like, what the fuck? Where did you get? I'm glad she didn't eat it, but she was like, I'm just going to bring this home if it's all the same. I mean, I did find it on the ground. It's like, drop that chicken leg immediately.
Well, should we do some more? What do they call them?
Rindles.
Rindles? Wait, what was it?
And again, it's Rindles? Unclear if you called them that. We can't know.
Rindle. It's like Frindle. We're coming up with a new word.
What is Rindle? It even sounds like Frindle.
That book that everyone remembers about a kid who's like, I think I can just make up a new word for pen, and he calls pen Frindles, and then they end up in the dictionary.
What? Yeah.
Frindle.
The name of the book is Frindle?
Yeah.
Is this a book
that you had to read for school?
I don't know.
Is there a lesson in this book? What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to take away?
Yeah, Kids Frindle can be right? by Andrew Clements. Frindle is a middle grade American children's novel.
I had to read Grendel.
What is that?
Grendel is Beowulf? It's a short story. It's like a YA. I guess it would probably be YA, maybe just straight up children's. but it's the story from Grendel's point of view, the monster that Beowulf kills. So it's almost like a precursor to what's that Tobey Maguire, Gregory Maguire's Wicked, where it's like, let's see it from the villain's point of view.
Grendel is written in Grendel's language too, correct? It's like,
You're reading, JPC's reading from the book. JPC, do you want to maybe just do chapter one, page one?
Yes, please.
Oh, this is the beginning of Grendel?
Yeah.
Fucking Beowulf. I want to read the rest of this.
We're getting some Gmails. Looks like we have some Grendel listeners.
Uh-oh. Hey, I do not stand by anything that I said in Grendel speak, okay? I was reading from a book. Adel set me up. Fuck everybody. Stop writing the emails, okay? I do not endorse... Blanketly, I want to go on the record. Cut my mic. Casey, cut my mic. Aaron, do we have any more Rendles to read?
Do we have any more Rendles?
Yes. Okay. We are going to read a Rendle from Zoe. And she is 13. So here is her riddle.
Okay.
This is a great riddle. You have a cup full of water. The whole thing is worth $1.50. The cup is $1 more than the water. How much is the cup?
Cup and water. It's worth $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
The cup is worth $1?
Mm-hmm. More.
How much
more.
Is the water worth?
How much is the cup?
Is it just a dollar?
Is the cup worth a dollar?
No. You have a cup full of water. The whole thing is worth $1.50. The cup is $1 more than the water. How much is
that? $1.25 more than the water.
Yeah.
Is it $1.25?
It's $1.25. The answer is a cup is $1.25. The water is 25 cents. It's a simple puzzle, but your brains can't get the dollar out of your mind. That's why it's puzzling.
Something I didn't realize I don't know if this is all of Europe. Something I realized, and I don't know if this is like widespread outside of America or just in England, but people in England, the British, don't have red Solo cups. So if you ever bring a red Solo cup over, they will like ask for some or they will import them because they see them in American movies and they're like, oh, these are like the college party cups.
Interesting.
It's a big deal over there. And it's something I don't even give a second thought to.
Solo hasn't really broken into that market, huh? They haven't fed that. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, for some reason.
This is the rest of the email from Zoe. I think that's pretty great. I put this up there, one of my favorite emails we've gotten from the show. Fun facts no one asked for. This is after her riddle. I am 13, although by the time you're reading this, I might be 27. Incredible, Zoe. That's
Zoe, brilliant.
I do love the podcast. I don't have a cool job, but I play a cool sport, which is roller derby. You might have to look it up.
Whoa.
I've been to a bunch of roller derby matches.
This is the best part. And I would like to say, fuck you, JPC, because during this riddle, you probably told me to go fuck myself. From Zoe. P.S. Be nice to Aaron. And Zoe, he said, I go to roller derby shows all the time, right before you said that.
And you know what, Zoe? If you think that you're the first 13-year-old roller derby person to tell me to go fuck myself, I got a long list of people that you gotta meet. Okay?
So thank you, Zoe. That's so sweet. Thank what a great you, email.
But here's the thing. If you skate faster and you check harder, then I don't need to be the guy that I am because I bought my ticket. I paid my $22. I have a legal right to be here screaming.
Sponsored by Chase Bank. Check harder.
Okay. These next riddles come from Kyle McCowan, who I met on the Joko Cruise. And I asked him to forward me the riddles that he had submitted to the show. Super nice, super lovely. Thank you so much for listening and for forwarding these. Hello.
And this is a 13-year-old boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello,
Excuse me, Miss Erin. I would just like to say I am a big fan of the podcast, and I would like to submit some riddles to you, Miss Erin.
So you know him.
I would say 13-year-olds call in to prove that's not how you sound like, but we cannot have
we
you
can't.
Call again.
No,
we
don't.
Can't. And also 13-year-olds who call in to prove that's not what you sound like, that is what you sound like. You do not have an awareness of it yet because your voice has not deepened, but that is what you sound like.
Hello, present-ish Aaron, our far future JPC, and also Adel, who's hearing this read on the recording. incredible awareness of our dynamic.
Yeah.
I came across this format on Discord, and apparently it's originally from Geeks Who Drink, but these are the ones I made up myself. I'll give you the author and plot summary of a well-known book with one letter added, and you give me the new title. Example, Dr. Seuss, Sam I Am persistently offers green food in a knockoff handbag and watches. Would be Green Eggs and Sham.
Mm.
Green Eggs and Sham. Okay, so this is like Rendell's.
And Aaron, do you know, I don't know if this says or you could tell, but do the additional letters always go on the outside of the word or can they sometimes go in the middle of the word?
If that makes sense. They can. I don't think it's always on the outside.
Okay, so it could be like Green Eggs.
I'm pretty sure that's always. Yeah.
If it was Dr. Seuss jams out with three sisters, it could be Green Eggs and Haim or Haim.
Yes.
So the I could go in between the A and the M.
I'm not sure any of them are like that, but let's keep that opportunity. And also, Adel, sounds like you want to write
these. Green Eggs and
Haim. I am working on Green Eggs and Haim. I just have to learn how to say the word.
That's going to be a big barrier for a lot of people.
Okay. Ian Fleming, a German-Chinese man with metal hands who can't stop moving his head up and down, must be stopped by James Bond before he succeeds in turning the Cold War hot.
Dr. Nod.
Yes.
Dr. Nod.
Which is one of my aliases, Dr. Nod.
Dr. Chameleon, what are you doing?
Oh, just looming.
Doctor, you look kind of sick. Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
You didn't have to come in today, Dr. Chameleon. You're running a fever.
Episode 300 is next week. It's next week's episode.
But Aaron's email said today. I had surgery this morning.
Aaron. Oh, my God. You knew he was having surgery. Aaron, what are you doing?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, you should go back to the hospital, Dr. Chameleon. I'm really sorry.
Go back to the hospital. Okay. Dr. Chameleon, here. We will call you a ride. We'll get you a ride.
Can someone say the bad news, gang? We're here for episode 300.
Did someone say it? Bad news gang.
Bad news gang.
You called?
Yeah.
No.
We're the bad news.
We're the bad news.
While you're here,
would
you mind giving Dr. Chameleon a ride back to the hospital, Bad News Gang? I know you have that tiny car that you all fit in.
Yeah, we're going that way anyway to give people bad news.
Actually, I have to ride alone because of my colostomy bag. Can I get a reimbursement or...
A reimbursement? How are you going to ride alone anyway? You want a reimbursement
parking.
For a car? You want me to get you a car, Dr. Chameleon?
But I'm at least getting a per diem.
I'll say it once, I'll say it 100 times. Hey Riddle Riddle does not validate character parking. Park at your own risk on this podcast, characters who come in. I can't promise that the rest of the episode is not going to be.
Chameleon, Bad News Gang, get the fuck out of here. Both of you are getting lost.
Get out of here.
Jesus.
Hopefully they come back next week.
Hopefully, but I don't know after the way we treated them.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Ernest Cline. In the near future, a poor teenager participates in an Easter egg hunt inside a popular VR simulation game. After solving puzzles requiring obsessive memorization of 80s nerd culture, he wins a delicious ice cream.
Ready player scone.
Yeah, ready player cone. Great. Kurt Vonnegut. Howard W. Campbell Jr. is the voice of the Nazi propaganda ministry. But unbeknownst to the Nazis, his speeches secretly contain coded information he's passing to the Americans. They also never question why he always wears a full suit of armor.
Is this Slaughterhouse 5? No.
No. This one is kind of a hard. I didn't remember that this was the title of this book. So this is kind of hard. Who wears a full suit of armor? We can work backwards.
Who wears
Don Quixote?
No.
In a Vonnegut novel?
In a Vonnegut
novel? No. That's the full suit of armor is the hint to add the letter. So
it's a knight. Mother?
Yeah, Mother Knight.
Mother Knight. Okay.
Knight. The name
Knight
of the book
okay.
is
play, yeah. And then he, yes.
Motherknight is the name of the book.
Yes. Mother Knight. Gotcha.
Mother Knight. Okay.
What's the phrase they keep saying in Slaughterhouse 5? Is it, and so it goes or something?
I think
unstuck from time.
I don't remember. Ernest Hemingway. An aging fisherman catches a giant marlin, but sharks not only steal his catch, but also rip his pants.
The Old Man in the Seam.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that one fun?
The Seam.
These rule.
Yeah.
I know. If anyone ever wants to write these and submit them, I love this format. Harper Lee. Atticus Finch defends a black man in court in the...
This
in
image 19... said Atticus Fish.
No, I didn't.
This image said Atticus Fish.
You can't fuck up on this fucking show! You can't fuck up! You can't drop the fucking ball for even a minute!
It's Atticus
Fish.
I'm
due for a meltdown. Here she comes. She's gonna freak the fuck out. No, no, I'm not gonna rap.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm not gonna rap.
Atticus Fish, his daughter Trout.
Trout? Gem? Gems? Trout?
I met a man last week who, super smart, interesting guy, teaches acting. And he was like, you're a comedian. I have a question. Do you think you can teach people to be funny? And I went, yes, I think that. I think that you can. And we were talking about that. And he goes, when I give notes to my students when they're trying to be funny in a scene, he goes, I don't know, maybe try suffering more. People like a lot of comedy comes from like suffering and like failed expectations. And I went, that actually speaks to me because I'm on a podcast where a big part of what makes people laugh is when I earnestly try to rhyme and fail spectacularly. So I think that is true.
I think it was Mel Brooks who said, tragedy is stubbing your toe. Comedy is falling down a manhole and dying.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Atticus Fish defends a black man in court in 1930s Alabama while his daughter Scout eats tiny marine crustaceans.
To krill a mockingbird?
Yeah.
Wow. So when you said fish, it was kind of like, it's like the Chekhov's gun of that riddle, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like
you introduced the fish and then you krilled it.
I want to get through these as quickly as possible so we can also get to a voicemail. Okay.
Okay, Aaron, then stop saying things like Atticus Fish. If you truly want to get through things so quickly.
Aldous Huxley.
Oh, yeah. Brave New World.
In a dystopian.
You think it's going to be another Aldous Huxley book?
In a futuristic dystopia, amphibians are engineered into an intelligence-based hierarchy and constantly consume a drug called Soma to keep them passive.
Brave Newt World.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which was Newt Gingrich's
Richard Hooker, Colonel Blake, Hawkeye Pierce, Major Margaret Houlihan, and others save lives in Korea at the 4077th in their free time. And in their free time, blow off steam by destroying office supplies and furniture with hammers.
Smash.
Yes.
Smash?
Mm-hmm.
Marsh.
Marsh. Amy Tan, four Chinese immigrant families of poultry play mahjong and share their stories of their lives.
The Joy Pluck Club?
Cluck the Joy Club.
Cluck, cluck. Oh, poultry, cluck. poultry.
John
Steinbeck. I was thinking plucking feathers, I see.
Yeah.
John Steinbeck. George and Lenny, two ranch workers, moved through California hoping to settle down on their own land where they can raise rabbits and fix people's pants.
Of Mice and Mencia. Of Mice and Mend.
Of Mice and Men.
Of Mice and Mencia.
William Goldman. Buttercup is kidnapped by Vizini, Felic, and Inigo Montoya, who are taking her to Prince Humperdinck. He plans to marry her and fit her with headgear to control her.
The Princess Bridal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, headgear.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty lady.
It's funny because bridal is headgear, but I only associate that with a horse.
Bridal party, yes.
Yeah, and a bridal party, which is when a horse gets married.
Dan Brown. Symbolic Robert Langdon is summoned to Louvre Museum after a murder. He must follow clues to solve puzzles centered around the Holy Grail.
Aaron, I want you to finish this, but I want it to be the Da Vinci Code. And I kind of believe that it's not going to be. So if it's not, can we just
not? He solves a cryptic that's as long as it is wide.
JPC, all you had to do was wait.
No!
After a murder, he must follow clues and solve puzzles centered around the Holy Grail and a penis that's wider than it is long. And that's
the
Da Vinci Chode.
You did it.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Happy episode 300, everybody. Leo Tolstoy, chronicling the Napoleonic era of Russia through five interlocking narratives, following different heavy metal performers, all dressed as barbaric interplanetary warriors.
Guar and Peace?
Yes.
Join the band, Mark. Peace. That rules. These rule. Who wrote these?
Kyle McCowan.
You're fucking awesome.
I've been listening
I was going to say you're a fucking rock star.
And you, he wants you to come back. He wants us to come back to Washington, D.C.
Kyle, I hope that you are the absolute coolest kid in your seventh grade class. I hope that every one of those little seventh graders is like, Kyle fucking rules.
Full grown man with a wife. That's fine.
Okay, Aaron, you could just address me as JPC. You could address me as full grown man with a wife. Okay, but guys, I appreciate the respect.
All of our characters are literally banging down the door. So let's just try to keep moving. Do we have a voicemail theme and a voicemail?
Oh, Little Monkey Bones crept under the door. Little Monkey Bones.
Killed him. Got him. Dead.
Kill him.
You called the voicemail. This is the voicemail of a riddle riddle. Voicemail. Starring Aaron Keith, Al Rifai, and JPC, Casey Tony. Leave a, your voicemail, the voicemail, the voicemail, leave your voicemail, the voicemail, the voicemail, leave our voicemail after the scream. Leave your voicemail after the scream. Yeah!
Oh, ending with a Howard Dean. Howard Dean. X-Men 97, please add Howard Dean as one of the new class of mutants. JPC, I have to ask it. I am serious. Was that you?
No, that was Kenny. Kenny sent that in, and Kenny also sent in a pic of their son, it looks like, and said that their son's birthday is coming up in a couple months. So it's probably around now. So happy birthday, Kenny's son. And they sent a picture of their son, and he appears to be... I'm not a good judge of age. I want to say 26.
Oh, Aaron, Jade. He said Jage.
No, she wasn't listening.
Jage. Jage. JPC said Jage. He's an idiot. I don't know how to do this. It's usually me.
Aaron. Kenny's son is named Jage.
Oh.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Oh no.
Well, sorry, Jage. Happy 26th birthday, presumably. Let's listen to a voicemail.
Let's listen to voicemail.
Hello, this is Ash from Georgia. I was just calling to see if you guys had any advice on something. I have someone who I really don't like who has started riding the same bus as me, and I just wanted to hear your subtle or not so subtle ways to fuck with him. Thank you. Bye.
Okay,
I
Ash
smell
from Georgia.
A rom-com, enemies to lovers.
I think it's very fun to go into every situation with someone who's mean to you as being like, okay, is there a rom-com happening here? Most of the time, no. Most of the time, it's not a rom-com happening.
I think the quickest and easiest way to do this is sit behind this person, tap them on the shoulder and say, did you drop this? It was on the floor underneath your seat. Hand them a $20 bill.
Wow.
That's yours. They're going to open it up. It's going to say, fuck you on it. A little sweet, a little salty.
Wow, a little sweet, a little salty.
And
if it happens to get a little poop on the $20 bill, that ain't a problem either. You know, same message, baby, same message.
All money has poop on it and cocaine.
Absolutely. Poop and cocaine.
Well, my real advice would be just to ignore them. My other real advice is get a water gun.
Yeah.
Filled with something that smells bad.
Mm-hmm.
And like spray water. It with them, like pee.
Yeah.
And spray it, just subtly spray it on them, on their coat.
Yes.
As they get off the bus.
I think every time you get on the bus, I think you're going to want to have a stock pot. And I'm talking about like a 4 to 6 quart stock pot full of cold soup. And then go, ooh, ooh, and always sit near them, okay? Like, you never need to spill the soup on them, but the implied threat that you might one day spill the soup on them, I think that's going to get them to, like, shape up and act right.
A lot of liquid solutions.
Yeah. Let's see. What else can you do?
You
can fuck one of their parents, make their parents get a divorce. That's always fun to do.
I love that.
Give birth to their sibling.
Yes, yes, yes. You can find out where they work, get them fired, do something like that. That's always fun to do as well. Ugh, jeez. Ooh, if they have a pet, you got to kidnap that. Take that. You go ahead and just take that. That's yours now. Your pet. They'll be distraught.
Recommend Hey Riddle Riddle to them.
Oh,
that
smart.
Is honestly the worst thing you could do to a person.
I agree.
Yep.
Well, anyone else feel hungover?
Or send them my way, and I'll slap them around.
Oh my God, you're bleeding. Dr.
You
Chameleon.
You had major surgery, Dr.
Ubers
Chameleon.
Keep canceling.
Dr. Chameleon.
It's surge time.
You're not going to be here for 300 if you wear yourself out like this.
Can I stay the night here? I can't afford the surge pricing.
Hey, Dr. Chameleon, you can stay wherever you want as long as it's outside.
Wow, anything to plug, you. Dr. Chameleon?
Check out episode 300 happening next week.
Yeah, that's a good plug, Dr. Chameleon. Yeah. It's perfect for our audience. Our audience would be really interested in that.
I have pets at home I have to feed, but I can't afford to get home.
Thanks, Dr. Chameleon. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
I'd like to plug our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. A lot of fun stuff going on over there. April of the Penguins, all sorts of fun stuff. Really great episodes. I love doing those episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I doubled down on what Aaron was saying. Please check out April of the Penguins over on our Patreon. All month long, it's going to be Penguin Baseball League. We have some cool new merch. We have all kinds of exciting stuff going on. So please check out our Patreon for April of the Penguins. Also, Magic Tavern Season 5 has started, so check that out. And I was recently a guest on the Best of the Rest podcast. So listen to my episode talking about Last Action Hero, one of the gems of the 1992 movie season, yeah. I believe, 1993. JPC, do you have any... Oh, I'm sorry, JPC, you can hold your horses. Good Time Gang, do you have anything to plug?
Good Time Gang.
Good Time Gang. Oh, yeah! We've never been seven before!
The Good Time Gang is here!
The Good Time Gang!
Yeah, Good Time Gang! I think you dropped $20. No poop, no cocaine.
Get out of here, Good Time Gang.
Get out of here. It wasn't really a plug.
Yeah, terrible
You're
vibe.
Worse than the bad news, gang. Yeah, ew. Just, oh, no. Did someone
say the bad?
Get the fuck out of here.
Get
the
fuck out of here. Praise
so now there's Christ.
There's a Good Time Gang, too. JPC,
stop saying it, man. What are you doing? We're about to end the episode. Okay, a couple things to plug. I was recently on John Mackey's Brett DeMott podcast. It was very, very fun. You can check that out wherever you get podcasts. You can still get the guided meditations that Casey and I did at our Patreon store. And before I forget, we have a live show announcement. Hey Riddle Riddle is coming to Chicago, where most of us live, on Thursday, July 25th at 8 p.m. We're coming back to Lincoln Hall. So if you've seen us there before, it's the same place. You can get tickets at heyriddleriddle.com/live, and they are on sale now. Oh, and this live show is in person only. We are recording audio, but if you want to see the show in person, there's no stream, in person only. And I do have some reviews to read. Now, these reviews come to us from July of 2023. And I'm going to try to read these a couple times this month in honor of April of the Penguins, because these are some Penguin baseball themed reviews. So this is a review from Umlaut that says, "Finally, a podcast for all the eggheads. Been searching for years for a podcast that properly addresses the politics of penguin baseball. What are the ethics of allowing other birds? Does this discriminate against penguins? Does it put other birds at a disadvantage? And after all this time, should we still be using a real ostrich egg when we have thousands of imitation alternatives? If you've spent your life waiting for someone to finally address the real issues behind penguin baseball, this is the podcast for you. Go Igloos!" So thank you. Thank you for that. Umlaut, if you want to submit a 5-star review, just go to wherever you submit 5-star reviews. Write one. I might read it on the show. And Aaron, that review was about Penguin baseball. This whole month on the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon is all about
Penguin baseball.
What'd you say? Wow. Pebzion?
Pacion?
Not Pebzion? The JG or whatever you said. Got his ass. Aaron, got his ass.
Aaron, the guy's name is Pacion.
Oh my God. Jupiter. Shit.
Time forever, sorry.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keegan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Hey there, Wilds and Styles. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. It's another week of April of the Penguins. It's Penguin Baseball League all month long on the Patreon. This week, we are taking you live to your first ever Penguin Baseball League game. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.